These poems constitute the chapbook Posit, first released by Doozy Press in 2007. The first poem in the chapbook is called Posit. I want, but that's nothing new. I posit no boundary between us. I say you, I know you, I think so. I know what world is worldly. I know how death stays alive. I never enter third person places. I could go on forever. Come to the point. I am that I that stations metaphor on a boat to be carried across, that makes little songs on banisters which are slipped down, that slips down antique devices, china cutlery and white. I am coming to the point. I am come to the point. I am that I. Day song. And this reflexivity right now, how it bounds, how we are the sum total of our limitations. We catch glimpses. What's in the catching? What's beyond, behind, between? Purple fear. Bodies randomly chosen for different reasons. Dreams of form. Charades. Too bad. But always the knowledge, if we are lucky, of scattered constellations in the world. Chewable, fragments, progress only in patches, must do. Illinois sky. One could sink upwards into it, lose brown, earthy stains. Conglomerated air pockets tucked into figments, wide enough to lend temporality sense, days square progress. This I don't know about, this feeling, expanse contracted, sex impulse etherealized. I can't see this with former eyes. It is, after all, a doorstep, just me entering me again. Cream purse, vulval sheen. Lars Palm Dream. I was skulking in a dorm room with Lars Palm, who was chucking lobsters. A yellow globule tried to get our goat. A wall started talking. Lars was furious. Some girls were involved with us as junk piled up. Lars threw a lobster at the yellow globule, roaring. It was a pivotal moment. Bare walls. Rubbish heap. Fucked globules. We left. Eyeballs. They sent a maid to clean Jocasta's chamber, a stout ex-minad still full of wine. She happened upon the two eyeballs of Oedipus, doused with blood beneath Jocasta's dangling feet. They were smooth, tender as grapes. She pocketed them. They became playthings for her cats. Perhaps there is use for everything, she thought, raising a glass to her lips. And if I am a thief, who will accuse me? Rowdy Dream. I was slumming at Andrew Lundwall's. There was a demented cook called Sienna with tortured ringlets. There was a cooking issue, a food problem. I ate something. I stayed on the fifth floor away from rowdies on floors 2 and 3. My mom broke in, spoke of better food, more rowdies. I wanted to be more rowdy, left floor 5. Sienna spoke gibberish to me in the kitchen. I wasn't happy or unhappy. I was in the middle. All this time, Andrew Lundwall sat on a throne on floor 1. I was making my way down there when I awoke. No food. I became rowdy. To Bill Allegreza, after reading In the Weaver's Valley. I must climb up from a whirlpool swirling down, but sans belief in signification. I must say I without knowing how or why this can happen in language. I must believe in my own existence, droplets stopping my mouth. Alone, derelict, I must come back again, again, till this emptiness is known and shown. Waiting for Donananda at Dirty Frank's. In the syntax of my vodka tonic, and in the neon, smoke rings, kisses hang before breezes. Le Chat Noir. I pressed a frozen face forward into an alley off of Cedar Street, herb blowing bubbles. Am I too high? In melting head, I walked, and it was freezing, and I walked, freezing into pitch. Where's the blackness around? A cat leapt out, and I almost collapsed. A black cat, I was panting, and I almost collapsed, I swear, from the cold. But look, a cat, a black cat, Le Chat Noir, oh no. Girl with a Cigarette, Modern Painter's Cover, January 07. You don't mean it, do you? You don't know that the blue around your pupils is sky in a vice, that your fingers are too complicated. Nothing shows you that shadows over your neck do not account for over-delicacy, that shoulders simply squared reveal damaged breast matter. You smoke, not knowing. You take a drag, too picturesque. Your pose is a pose, your cheekbones simply ash. 10:15, Saturday night. Then, like, how about we give this thing a chance, or at least not bury it beneath a dense layer of this could be anyone. We could be anyone. Anyone could be doing this. Just another routine, another way of saying hello and goodbye just around the corner, like a dull dawn layered thick in creamy clouds, ejaculations spent. Jessica Smith, Dream. Jessica Smith was a corpse on a bed on a screen in front of me. She lay in darkness with an obscure head. I touched the screen. It grew red. I touched her head on the screen and she was alive again and blonde. I stepped back from the screen, hearing her breathing. I felt as if I had performed an exorcism. This was holy water. I shook through the whole thing. Dracula's Bride. I married into blood and broken necks, endless anemic privation, but no regret. You see, hunger fills me. I like vampire hours, no sleep, a blood vessel paycheck, diabolical companionship, tag team seductions, guileless maidens about to be drunk. We know what sweetness is in starvation. We found satiety is death's approval stamp. If you crave, there is room left in you. If you want, you are a work in progress. Being finished is a cadaver's province. Better to suck whatever comes.